Now, my next item that I'm going to talk about wouldn't exactly be in that genre, no, indeed. Rodgers and Hammerstein, they were a hugely successful American musical theatre writing team in the 1940s and 50s. And I'm sure there's not a listener out there that hasn't been to a Rodgers and Hammerstein show. But if I mention songs like Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, Some Enchanted Evening, Man of La Mancha, Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music, the list goes on. Why am I mentioning that? Well, there's a great show taking place in the Mallarts Theatre here in Youghal on Sunday the 24th of February at 3 p.m. starring Sarah O'Mahony the soprano, Bethan Lee pianist, Noel Summers tenor, and my next guest who's joining me on the line is renowned and acclaimed tenor himself, Mr. Frank Ryan. Frank, good evening.
Thanks, Derek. Good evening. How are you?
I am absolutely great, thank you. And I'm delighted to get to talk to you because I've heard of you so many times, never had the opportunity to meet you in person, but I certainly look forward to hearing you.
Well, I didn't sing for the late Liam Miller either, so as the man says, I'm well known in Youghal, but not outside of the circles.
God help us. Listen, Frank, look, you're around doing your trade for quite a while now. Things are busy.
Yeah, thanks be to God. We've been lucky enough in that sense. It seems to be the run of things that when things are busy, they're very busy. And when things are quiet, you're just saying what's going on around or what's not going on really, you know. And what happens is that in order for something to come to fruition, it takes a little while in the melting pot. And it's like any good team, it takes a while to evolve. And that's what we've been doing.
Yes, of course. And this show that's coming to the Mallarts, I love the title of it. It's a grand night for singing the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And as I said in the introduction, I mean, great, great songs, great hit songs that I'd like to play on radio as well.
Yeah.
But they're songs that lend themselves to people joining in as well. So it's a real feel-good evening.
Of course it is. And it's a grand night for singing. It's actually one of their shows called State Fair. That's where that particular thing comes from. And as you rightly said, we're doing pieces from Oklahoma, and there's a lot of music from a beautiful musical that's probably not performed as much nowadays. It's called Carousel, and The King and I is in there, and you have all what you call it. You'll have the Flower Drum Song. You have a lot of beautiful nostalgic pieces. And what the good thing about this is that when you mention this show and you mention maybe The Sound of Music or you mention something, everybody knows the pieces that are about to be performed.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, listening to my mum now, who's in her 80s, she would have been involved in school productions back in the day in Cove. And South Pacific, Oklahoma, Carousel, The King and I, they were all the regulars. They don't get heard so much today. But the songs, the individual songs are ones that resonate. And if you happen to be, like I am, a Liverpool fan, You'll Never Walk Alone is the anthem.
Yeah. And Portugal, You'll Never Walk Alone is actually in the show as well. And that's from Carousel, of course. But the reality here is that we're lucky in two ways. We're lucky in the fact that Eileen Hunt and Margaret Kiley and the gang in Youghal have asked us back. I think this is our sixth year coming back to provide funds for the upcoming event that the Youghal Musical Society are intending to stage there in early March. And the reality it's not in March. It's early April. I'm not 100% sure, but I know what they do is they keep the funds from our procedures and they put that against and the show for the people of Youghal. So there's dynamos behind the scene as well, Barry, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolutely great evening. And when you have people like Sarah O'Mahony, soprano, Noel Summers, tenor, and Bethan Lee, pianist as well, you know, that all adds to the whole magic of, you know, recreating the magic of theatre.
It really does. And Bethan has been with us now for the last year or two. And she's from Offaly, and she's through the Cork School of Music. And Sarah has been with us through the Mario Lanza, and she was with us last year, and she's with us on board again this year. And she's really coming to fruition because these songs absolutely are little gems for her. And she's absolutely... We're rehearsing every Monday in Cork, and Cahill comes down from Derry, and he works with us there. And I can see that we have the makings of an absolutely beautiful show coming to Youghal. Now, Derry, it's in the afternoon, which is our kind of little trademark that we're bringing in there. It's not an evening show, as per se. It's starting there at 3 o'clock. In the afternoon on the Sunday.
It's a lovely time. It's like a matinee performance, really. And I will mention that the show is written and directed by Cathal McCabe, as you said. But, you know, there's something magical about going to an afternoon performance. I mean, what would you be doing with Sunday afternoon?
Well, the only thing is if there's rugby on and you're a rugby ahead, you're going to watch your rugby. And if there's racing on, you're going to watch your racing. But if you're into music and you like a nice evening's entertainment where everybody's uplifted and we get the complimentary cup of tea, and it's going to be an absolute beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
And of course, that's the deal breaker, isn't it, Frank? The complimentary cup of tea.
Oh,
But you get to meet so many people. But you know what? I was at Charlie Lansbury there last week in the Opera House. And, you know, people were singing along to the songs that they knew. I presume this is what you'll encourage, you know, with some of the songs that people will know well, to join in and have a bit of fun.
That seems to be a trademark of Cathal. Cathal has produced all our shows to date, down from McCormack to Joseph Locke to Lanza and all of them down along. And Cathal has a gift of being able to narrate and produce and direct. And he was one of the founder members. Actually, talking to him the other day, he said he was at Larry Gogan's retirement because he was one of the founder members of RTE2. And Cathal said that, believe it or not, he said Gay was at it and Larry Gogan was at it, Mike Murphy, and he said that Cathal felt the youngest and Cathal is 80. So that's the genre of people, but that's the wealth of experience that the people of y'all and ourselves are allowed to draw off of.
Are you telling me that Cathal McCabe is 80 years of age now?
I'm telling you Cathal McCabe is 80 years of age, that's correct, yep.
Gosh, it's hard to believe.
He's secretary. For many, many years, he produced the Late Late Show for Gabo, but for many, many years, his secretary was a lady by the name of Moya Doherty, who later became involved with Riverdance.
Of course.
She was secretary for many, many years.
And isn't it great that he comes all the way down here to y'all to produce this and direct it? And
yes, well, he has an affinity with the area, and he produces shows in the Opera House, and he's doing one at the moment in Macroom, and the one in Macroom is to do... I think it's Patrick Bergen is involved in that, and that's to do with with the Blarney Stone, and he has written the music and everything for that. So he's a gem of a man, and this particular show, he's able to give us all our music and our script and everything, and even for his age, it all came through the internet, so it was all put up on our phones or whatever we needed, and I can't do that, but he seems to be able to do it.
Yeah, do you know what? Some people are just, they're on the ball and they're amazing. It sounds like a great afternoon. I think it will be a great afternoon. And for anybody who would like to go, tickets are selling fast. They're available at price of €10 from Cree's Card Shop on 117 North Main Street. You can phone them on 024-938-99. But it's Sunday the 24th of February at 3 p.m. in the Mall Arts. And, you know, isn't it just a magical venue with natural acoustics?
Absolutely fantastic. And we'll get all the help from our usual people in there. And if for some reason that you're playing any of the little hits that are on the show there, you can just keep giving the show a plug for me.
Well, of course, Frank. And I hope to make it myself, because I think that's a show that my mum and I would really, really enjoy. Bring back some great memories of classics.
Of course. And the fact that he narrates it and everything along with it, it sets up the songs as well. So, and the reality is that, and what we have found out since we started rehearsing, is that they're all the bigger numbers from the shows. So it's not actually an easy show to be in, because everyone is a big number. You know, you have the likes of even Honey Bun, June Is Bursting Out All Over, If I Loved You, You'll Never Walk Alone, you'll have Climb Every Mountain, all the different pieces, they're actually all the crescendos of the musicals. So they're not actually, and even they may come across as melodic and easy to the ear, there's a lot of work goes into it.
Yeah, I totally get that, Frank. As a singer myself, I know that when you have these big hitting songs, normally in a concert, yes, you'll be putting them towards the end.
Yes.
You get the easy stuff out of the way, and then you have the big fancy ones at the end of the first half, the end of the second half, because then you can relax. But these are going to be right the way through the show, so
yeah,
the vocal cords will have to be really singing sweetly.
You have some beautiful gems in there. When I Marry Mr. Snow, would you believe it, when I heard it, I absolutely fell in love with it. And also Blow High, Blow Low, songs that I didn't actually ever hear of, but they have grown on me, and they're absolutely, because I'm like yourself, I wouldn't be of that era, but I have the memories of hearing all these songs.
Yeah, and I would have grown up with my late grandfather, you know, he would have loved the music of, what have we got, like, Some Enchanted Evening was one of his, or you could go back even further, but it sounds like a great afternoon of lovely, lovely music.
South Pacific, isn't it?
South Pacific, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, beautiful, beautiful music. Well, Frank, listen, keep up the great work. I hope we can catch up soon. Yeah. We might even share a note or two together. But hopefully, you know, people will get along, and we'll keep plugging this, and we'll put a podcast of the interview up on the website as well.
And as our good friend Cathal always says, he says, when you say we go to the bar, he just comes up and he says, make it large ones. So for the 24th, and to all the people of y'all, we'll make it a large one, and we'll have a beautiful afternoon.
We certainly will, Frank. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and look after that voice, my man, and keep on singing.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dara.
God bless you, Frank. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there we have Frank Ryan. Delighted to catch up with Frank, because I've known of Frank for a long time, but I never got a chance to actually speak to the man. And, you know, sometimes you'd like to speak to somebody off air, but sure, however. It's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm excited, not just because they're doing the Liverpool anthem, You'll Never Walk Alone, But songs like Some Enchanted Evening, Climb Every Mountain, There Is Nothing Like a Dame, I'm always in the mood to start singing myself, but I won't do that. I won't bother you with that right now. But if you want to go along, and I know tickets are selling out fast, they're available from Cree's Card Shop, and that's over on 117 North Main Street, just €12. And, you know, in the scheme of things, the way concerts go these days, €12 is very, very reasonable. And, of course, as Frank said, a complimentary cup of tea or coffee, I presume. And they might even throw in a biscuit, if you're lucky. But the concert is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on a Sunday afternoon. You know, even if you're not living in Yall, isn't it a lovely place to come to for a Sunday afternoon? You might decide to come down a bit earlier, get a little bit of lunch. And the concert will be over early enough for you to go for a little walk along the beach or on the boardwalk. Hey, your Sunday is mapped out for you. The 24th of February at 3 o'clock, the Mallard Centre, Yall. It's a grand night for singing.